Fantastic. Real so, big. Yaka, are you going to lead off the intro, or?
Sure. So this is the brand new actual play podcast, Roll to Breathe. none of us are actually going to be rolling to breathe today, because we've all played at least one game before, and we know a little bit better than that. So yeah, this is going to be an actual play podcast of Powered by the Apocalypse game Masks, which is about being teenage superheroes. The GM will be Super Jackal, also
That's
known
me.
As Kyle.
Yep.
I am Yako, also known as Meg, and I think I'll put it over to Kyle to get us started.
So, I think to get everything started, we should go around and introduce who's playing, their character archetype, their character's hero name and real name, and a little bit about each character. So to start, let's go with Yoshi.
Oh, hello. Hi, I'm Yoshi, also known as Yoshi. And I am playing the character archetype in Masks called the Nova, which is basically like really, really strong and prone to environmental damage and people damage, collateral damage. And my character is Abigail Lewis, hero named Lightning Rod. And she has the ability to manipulate electricity, but only in one direction, towards herself. And she has a dad that's in a coma, and a mom that she doesn't get along with very well, and she's gruff and guilt-ridden and angsty, like any good teen.
Yahoo.
Yeah.
Definitely the most
extreme
teen.
Love me some good teen angst.
Extreme teen.
Up next... Black Cavalier.
Oh, that's me.
B.
I'm B. And my character is Black Cavalier, who is the delinquent archetype. They are a super fighting Sentai girl who loves beating people up. That's their main shtick, is beating people up. Their real name is Yoshiko something.
That's a good name.
Yeah.
I wish forgot. I could be Meg something.
Just part of that prestigious something family.
It's fine. She's a mysterious girl anyway. No need for last names.
Does she even know her last name?
Yeah, she does. It's something.
I do, but I've forgotten.
It's okay.
Oh.
On the sheet here, you've written down Yamaguchi.
That's correct. It's right here. I could have looked right here.
Where did you find these answers on the sheet that you wrote?
Let me check my character sheet.
It's going well already.
Yoshiko, actually, like, I want to now imagine that, like, she has to pull up her student ID anytime someone asks her a full name.
I don't remember her name.
She's just so into the character of Black Cavalier that it's hard to.
She's not that forgetful, but she has only one power, and that is to take away other people's powers. Other than that, she just uses her sword to fight, mainly.
I mean, that's a pretty good power.
Yeah, I don't think you really need any other powers when you're set like that.
Did you mention what the sheet you're playing?
I did, the delinquent archetype.
Fantastic.
Up next, Yako.
Okay, I'm Yako. You can also call me Meg. I think everyone here is going to be calling me Yako because that's the name I usually go by online. But I like to get my real name out there sometimes too. The character sheet I'll be playing is the protege. The character's name is Dave Monroe. And his hero name is Epic. Dave is actually a robot that was built by a superhero named Hal Monroe and a superhero named Dr. Watt. And Dave decided that he wanted to, you know, help out, fight crime, get on the streets. His power is mostly that he can hack into things, otherwise he's not very helpful. I guess he's also kind of like the de facto leader of the team, has the most experience, but like in hand-to-hand combat he is horrible. And that's Dave.
Could you spell epic? Because I don't think it would come across very well.
Oh yeah, true. his name is Epic, like the time, like a time frame of time, E-P-O-C-H, not Epic as in the win, E-P-I-C.
Think like more of the machine from Chrono Trigger rather than the thing everyone said around the mid-2000s.
Yeah.
Epic
though
win,
I'm sure
Yoko.
That... I'm sure that Epic himself has to explain that to all the newspapers, and they still probably get it wrong.
Yeah.
That
poor
boy.
Zai says epic, as in, you know, epic. And Dr.
Yeah.
What?
Dr. What?
Dr. Yeah, Dr. What?
Yeah, yeah, they think it's just. They think it's a parody of Dr. Who, but. He hates that too because he kind of looks like David Tennant, so.
Oh.
Jovian.
Oh, that's me. I'm Jovian 12, also known as Jovian. I am playing the character archetype The Transformed, and my character's name is Doomzone. His real name, all he remembers about it is that it's probably Davey. I mean, maybe David is his real name? He doesn't really remember. I mean, his brain's kind of scrambled. He was once a normal teenage boy, but then he fell into an eldritch chasm. And he came out not quite right. By which I mean, one of his arms is a tentacle. He's got like 7 eyes on one side of his face and 2 mouths on the other. And like 1 horn. And 2 bug arms. And some other stuff. Whatever. But most of his powers involve shapeshifting, involving that eldritch stuff. He can kind of hulk out or stretch his arms out just for you.
Aww.
But I would call him overall a good boy.
Can Davey inflate himself like a balloon?
Not quite. I feel like considering he still has a skeleton in there, sort of. I mean.
Well, you know.
His powers are still developing.
Does not conform to Euclidean space.
That just means he's not trying hard enough.
Don't tell him that, he'll cry.
Okay, up next, Holly.
Oh, hello. I'm Goldwright, but most commonly known as Holly. And everyone's probably going to call me Holly here. I'm going to be playing the character archetype of Janice. That's how you pronounce it, right?
Yeah, close enough.
James.
Sure.
Yeah. Janice is a god that had 2 faces, and... it just means that my superhero is a person who has dual identities, where both his mundane life and his superhero life is very important. My character's name is Kim Nugan, and his superhero name is Reversal. He kind of accidentally got his powers by walking to a place where he shouldn't have at the wrong time, as you know, most superheroes do. But his powers are... his powers are like energy absorbing and like impossible mobility. How does he move so well and fast? Who knows?
Must be the shoes.
Must be them sweet kicks.
You got the like Mike shoes.
Yeah.
He's got like those Shadow the Hedgehog heelys.
Oh god.
Okay, and finally we have Chris.
It's me. Hi everyone, my name is Chris. You may know me as McBesson or Pigface Lady, or some other dumb name I've come up with in the past 10 years, but please feel free to call me Chris. Or
okay,
any
Chris.
Other name. Hi,
or Chungo.
Oh, call me Chungo!
Okay,
I'd
Chungo.
Love to be called Chungo.
Okay, Chungo.
Okay, but the character I'm playing today, the sheet I will be playing is the Beacon. Who is basically a completely mundane person, like no heroes, no like oddities, nothing. They can't trust the police; they only have their fists. But their main motivation is that they want to be a hero. They want to be out here among people who massively outclass them, and still expect to perform as well. And that is something that I think is amazing. I want to play the guy who has nothing. Speaking of the guy who has nothing, my character. Her name is Celeste Blake. Hero name, Shibuya. She's kind of like an excited teen girl who is living in the current year, the current day. She's kind of disenfranchised with sort of like the adult authorities that are. She thinks they're not doing enough, and she could be doing more with her completely unpowered ass.
Fuck the establishment.
Also, she's kind of coming down off of her Japanimation phase, which shows in like her costume, which is basically just like just thrown together bits of old cosplays. And I'm sure I had more to say.
I mean, you said a lot.
Yeah,
you did. I think you're good.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for telling
me. Got a good feel,
bro. Thanks for telling me I have a big mouth.
No,
I'm
done.
No. Me same.
Don't be ridiculous. Your mouth is perfectly normal.
But yeah,
size.
That's Shibuya, and she loves me.
And I love her.
So we're gonna be playing Masks, which is a Powered by the Apocalypse game, which means that it uses pretty much only D6s, and it's very, very based around fiction, and that's what I really, really love about these types of games. And I don't know, I think that's everything. I think we can actually dig in, huh?
Woohoo. Yeah. Yeah.
We can play the game.
Let's go, gang.
Play a game.
Let us all become superheroes.
Wahoo. So, the camera starts out above the clouds and it goes down past the clouds and we see this huge shining metropolis as the sun's rising over the horizon and like the skyscrapers are just like golden almost. We see a few helicopters flying above the city and an airplane leaving the airport. And this is Halcyon City. It's the city that Heroes built, the largest, most diverse, most technologically advanced city the world has ever seen. And it's the home of the first true superhero, Maggie McIntyre. It has been an ever-growing hotspot for meta-humanity since the 1930s. A superheroic paradise. And the camera is like getting closer and closer to the city, and like two figures fly past. One's dressed all in blue with large wings, and this blue person punches the other one square in the jaw. And the other one's dressed all in dark grays, and there's smoke swirling all around her. And she blasts the blue one away with a powerful smoke wave. And of course, with heroes, there has to be villains, both good and evil. But good has always beaten evil. And it's passed the generations, it's always won. And Halcyon City has always survived. Starting with the Gold Generation, which defended the city from corrupt politicians and criminal gangs. The Silver Generation, which fought greater threats with the entire world at stake. And the Bronze Generation, fighting for the things their parents and mentors had left alone and behind. And then there is the newest generation, the Modern Generation.
That's us.
Who haven't made a name for themselves. No one is sure who they will become, but they all want them to be something. They want the new generation to be just like them. And the camera is zooming in on an abandoned-looking factory near the middle of the city. And as it does, we see three large dark gray vans zoom down a street, sirens blaring. A crest on the side reads Aegis, with a wolf's head in the center of it. And the camera flies, looking into a window, and we see the inside of this factory. And it's not really empty. It's kind of barren, but there's a sofa and some moving boxes. And inside, we see Lightning Rod. What are you doing?
I'm sitting on the couch, trying not to fall asleep.
It's been a long day.
It's pretty early.
It's been a long
but
morning.
You're up on the sofa.
It's not like superheroes get a good night's sleep.
Yeah, you have to wake up at the crack of dawn to start brooding.
Yep. Okay, we see Lightning Rod sitting on the sofa, and the camera moves past Lightning Rod, and we see Shibuya. What are you doing?
Shibuya, she's probably, like, just arrived. Like, what time is it?
It's probably, the sun's just come up, so it's probably pretty early.
Oh, geez,
round
like
7,
a,
maybe.
Is it a Saturday?
Yes, it is a weekend. None of you are at school.
Okay, cool. Yeah, Shibuya's just, like, gotten there. She's kind of huffed and puffed. She's got her, like, hair tied up. Because she has jogged there. Because you gotta keep fit to stay in this game.
You gotta keep fit.
You can't relax for, like, half a second because then you get sloppy.
That's true.
She's just come in and she sees Lightning Rod just, like, on the sofa, kind of half dead. And she waves and she smiles and she's really nice.
That's
Lightning
good.
Lightning Rod kind of waves dismissively.
Shibuya's, like, smile, it makes a noise almost. It's loud.
You can hear the sparkles.
Sophie like that.
Yeah,
okay.
It sounds exactly like that.
Past those two, we see, Dave. Epic. What are you doing?
Dave is just kind of, sitting on the floor. He appears to be in some sort of, rest mode. His one eye is probably sort of just, like, moving around slowly between his eye sockets and changing colors, and it's almost like a screensaver-y kind of thing. But
yeah.
he's processing some data right now.
Does he have the pipe screensaver? I love that one.
I think that Shibuya has probably tried to change his screensaver, but it only has the eye, moving and changing colors.
One time while Dave was sleeping, Shibuya made his eye pink.
She gave him pink eye.
Gross.
Me.
Reversal. What are you doing?
So on the outside, this probably looks like he's staying there super stoically. But on the inside, he's just trying really hard not to fall asleep standing up. Because, like, he was just, like, he did a lot of stuff last night. He thought he should probably get all his homework done before the weekend starts so we could do a proper weekend of crime fighting. But that was a lot of homework. And it was kind of, like, 2 o'clock in the morning, and he was thinking of going to sleep, and then something else happened, and I think he's been up for, like, 20 hours now.
Oh, poor Kim.
I've been there.
Kimbo.
So he's just like
he needs to drink some energy drinks.
Yeah, so he probably has like his eyes are like half closed, but he's just like has his arms folded, leaning against the wall, trying to look cool.
Has Kim ever like put a 5-hour energy into like an espresso shot?
Yeah, that's probably how he's living right now.
See, I thought you were going to ask, has he ever put 5-hour energy into a big cup?
A super gold cup, yes.
Probably as well.
Oh god, we can read minds.
So the camera moves past the not dozing off reversal, and we see good boy Davey Doomzone.
Yeah!
What are you doing?
He's eating.
What's he eating?
A sandwich with like every kind of deli meat, a lot of mayonnaise, some lettuce with tomato, and chocolate.
Oh, yeah. Good. Good old breakfast sandwich.
I'm imagining this is like a Scooby-Doo tier sandwich. Kind of
yes,
thing.
Of course.
Like
yeah, he's
exactly
a hungry boy.
Gotta get a string, tie it down.
He's a growing lad. He needs
gotta have
his foods. Yeah.
And because, like, the space in Doom Zone's mouth might be infinite, he's just shoving it all down there.
Yeah.
Okay, and we move past Doom Zone, who's munching and crunching. to, and we see Black Cavalier. What are you doing?
Black Cavalier is sitting up in the rafters of the factory, just sort of away from everyone else, above everyone else. But they're also, but she's also maybe side-eyeing TV a bit. not because she actually is interested, but you know, something to do.
Does she go like?
Humans.
Anime noises.
You're the only one that saw you human, dude. So, but you're still kind of human. I said you're still kind of one.
Yeah.
It's been 2 weeks since you all officially became a team, and
no, don't do it.
When you fought the bio lizard, which was a giant lizard, somehow modified by a company you think is behind a lot of stuff. Called Archer, which is ARCH.RR, and you barely won that fight. And in that fight, you saved the life of somebody very important. The mayor.
Yeah, it was me.
No, it was the mayor.
Yeah, it was the mayor. Mayor Diamond Joe, who is a retired superhero. And you all are just kind of chilling, doing your things, and your big screen on the computer lights up. Hello, heroes.
Oh boy.
You recognize that voice as Mayor Diamond Joe.
It's Mayor Diamond Joe.
Oh, it's
Dave immediately gets up from sleep.
Now Shimia rushes over.
Doomzone comes over with his mouth full of food.
She is a huge proponent of Diamond Joe. He's a living legend.
Yes.
And he's made of rocks.
She can't wait till she's 18 and she can actually vote for him.
Exactly.
What's so special about him? He makes his skin hard.
I can do that.
Yeah, can you do that?
I could learn to do that.
You know, somehow.
Does Black Cavalier just like mutter that under her breath as she comes over to the TV?
Yeah, pretty much.
She drops down from the rafters and sprains her ankle.
No, I landed superhero pose. It hurt my knees, but you know, I look cool, so it's fine.
Mayor Diamond Joe says, I hope all of you are doing well after the fight with that big lizard. And you all know that Diamond Joe is a retired Silver Gen Super. His face is scarred and wrinkled. He pushes up his little glasses on his nose and he says, I haven't really been able to thank you all since that fight, and I thought we could hold a press conference and I can thank you publicly.
Oh gosh, am I going to be on TV?
Press conference? Sounds kind of boring.
Maybe that will get the Halcyon Herald and Aegis off of your back for a while? He laughs a little because he knows you guys are kind of in trouble with both of them.
Like, I care what Halcyon thinks.
Break a couple of rules.
I find this plan to be optimal.
How much talking would we have to do?
Yeah, we're gonna do any talking.
If you don't want to, just be there and smile and take the picture.
I could smile.
Yeah, just stand around and look pretty,
I'm good
all
at
you
smiling.
Guys.
I have a question. Do we have to be there?
I would appreciate it.
You can't just not go. It's Diamond Joe. Sorry, Mayor Diamond Joe.
We kind of need, like, good press anyway.
If you guys...
Indeed.
If you guys go, I'll go, but only just so that I can get it over with.
Lightning Rod, I would very much appreciate having you there, since it was your quick thinking and extreme powers that defeated that lizard.
Yeah.
I see your point.
So,
how many people are gonna be there? I don't like people.
It's crowds.
There's gonna be a lot of people there.
There will be
a superhero and yet be afraid of crowds. think about
so
it.
So y'all want to go to this press conference?
Yes, absolutely.
Sure. Epic definitely does, and I think Epic probably try and drag anyone who didn't want to go.
Shibuya helps.
I have a question about you all getting around the city. Because as far as I know, Hal, who gave you the resources of this place, this headquarters, he gave you the communicators and the med bay. But you all don't have some sort of transportation.
Dude, we take public transport.
Yeah, I was thinking, we all catch the bus there.
We all get up on public, we all get up in our costumes, and then we just fucking take the train.
Yeah, that's exactly how it goes.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, I just have good cardio.
I think
a lot of people pester us,
City,
but you know it works.
An abnormal thing. I think there's probably a lot of people in costume on the trains.
Yeah, and only half of them are going to any of the city's conventions at any given time.
Jeez, Super Wasp, when are you gonna get your own car?
There's just a bunch of washed up, has been heroes on the fucking train. Like we're sitting next to Glue Man here.
Is he just stuck to the seat?
Nah.
Like, should we help him?
Nah, he's fine.
He takes
the train this early to avoid.
I'll help him.
So, you all pack up your things, gather up all your gear that you're gonna need, and head out. And you all are taking a short walk towards the train, which is to the east, which is where you're heading, on the other side of the city to Fairfield Park, which is where all of the gold era statues are. Maggie McIntyre, Sun Man, the good boy.
I love the good boy!
Oh, the best boy!
Even I can appreciate the good boy.
He's an okay boy.
The good boy and his sidekick, okay lad.
Yeah. So, as you all leave and you're walking that way, it's nice. It's such a nice day, a nice spring morning.
Oh.
The sun is shining, birds are singing.
Such a kawaii morning.
And then there's an explosion.
Don't talk.
Sukhoi. Oh.
Sorry, what?
Not so sukhoi.
There's an explosion.
Oh, shit. Oh. Where is it?
You all are heading east, like I said, but the explosion came from behind you, from the west.
Are we on the train right now?
No, you haven't made it to the train.
Oh, thank God.
Oh, we didn't.
You're about
make
halfway
it to
there.
Subway.
Did somebody leave something
screaming.
On?
People are screaming, and you can see a car flying through the air. What do you do?
Dave is going to politely get off the bus at the next stop. definitely Dave is going towards it. He doesn't really stay to pay attention to anyone else. But he believes that, you know, first response is probably the most important thing at this point.
Does he just, like, run without saying anything?
I think he turns to the team and says something to the tune of, there are, you know, we are probably the closest superheroes in the area. I believe it would be best for us to visit the scene first, at least until someone else can take care of the situation. And then he gets off.
Oh, I love his robot talk. It's so good.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's a good idea. Get in there before someone else tries to get in our way.
Shibuya is absolutely right behind Dave, and to use one of the forbidden words, she is squeeing.
Oh!
Well, do you know how to close your mouth?
Doomzone is also following close behind, but he looks more worried than anything else.
This is probably going to be, like, the first real job Shibuya's been on since the Biolizard incident.
Yeah, for sure.
And she is hype as hell.
Yeah, the Biolizard.
Lightning Rod is complaining and wondering why we don't have a flying car.
If we take the car, then we can fly as well. I say not in character. But because Reversal is a good boy, would never steal a car. But he's also going to get off with the rest of the people.
Like, only one of us has, like, a real job. And even then, it's an internship.
Yeah.
We're a long ways off from flying cars.
reversal. We're all heading over to the explosion, though, yeah?
Yeah, reversal yeah. probably gets off the bus at the same time as Shibuya and gives her kind of a pat on the head.
Yes.
And, like...
I don't know about you guys, but my family's rich.
But,
oh, yeah. Lightning Rod reluctantly follows Shibuya.
Yeah, you guys for sure haven't been doing much since the Biolizard thing. There's been, like, you guys have maybe have caught some people trying to rob a bank or a store, or, like, some purse snatchers, but nothing big like this. And this feels big. And as you get closer, you can smell the smoke. And you turn a corner and you see a teen boy floating in the air.
A teen boy?
A cool teen!
Get down
Lightning
here.
Rod. Lightning Rod, you recognize the uniform first, because it's the same one you wear to Hal C. Private School. And then you recognize his horrible, whiny voice.
Oh.
Ha-ha! Burn! Burn them all up! And who is he, Abby?
It's Scott the Snot!
Scott the Snot.
What?
What's his last name?
I don't know, I never asked him.
No, his last name is Desnot.
Scott the Snot!
Okay.
It's like a Phoenix Wright name.
So that's Scott the Snot. And he turns and notices you. And you see that he's shooting green flames from his fingertips. And that seems kind of wild because you've gone to school with him, Abby, and you didn't think he had any powers. But he sees you and he says, "Ugh, the Super Zeros are here.
Oh.
Dad, they're gonna ruin my fun." And when he says that, the ground starts to shake. And around a building carrying a car, you see this 12-foot man who's completely muscle.
Oh.
God. Epic, you recognize him because this is a kind of popular villain. And this is Papa. Papa the Snot.
Papa the Snot!
His name is Papa.
But Epic, you know that he was in Aegis's holding facility, which nobody really ever gets out of. Papa has combed dark hair that's really neat and thick rim glasses, and he's wearing a tie and a, what remains of a business suit.
Wow, so dapper.
He says, "No one ruined fun day out with son. Papa and son have fun." And he throws the car towards you, Shibuya. What do you
think? Me.
It's normie.
I mean, I can't take a fucking car to the face.
Someone should push Shibuya out of the way. Not me, but somebody.
I was just gonna say, can I do the first roll of the session then? Well, I roll to defend someone.
Fantastic.
So this is roll plus savior?
Yes. Yep.
I believe so.
Yes.
Yep.
A 12! A critical hit!
Reversal rolled a 12.
Yep.
Yeah.
And in this system, a 10 or higher is, the best you can do.
Go ahead. I'm just imagining Reversal. He just kind of picked Shibuya up and just jumped out of the way as a defensive thing, because he does have impossible mobility.
Yeah.
That's fair. And Shibuya
that totally works.
So the car just goes, like, into a building or something, but there was no one there.
Yeah. Most of the people have fled already. The car misses and skids across the ground.
And then,
some horrible noise.
Immediately after that, Reversal lands coolly with Shibuya in his arms.
In his hands. She's so light.
So, on a 10 plus, you get to choose one.
Oh.
From that sweet listy list.
Yep.
Yeah, and it's probably going to be influence, because at this point...
I already have influence!
Yeah.
Well, you can shift Shibuya's labels.
Do you want to shift my labels?
Not really.
You can add a team to the pool.
Yeah, add a team to the pool right now.
Which is something I forgot to go over.
We can go over it right now.
Yeah.
Right now.
Where is the enter a combat? It's probably on the GM sheet. Hold on.
That is the benefit of having the first roll as a crit in a game. You have to go through multiple stuff.
This is wonderful. It's okay, guys. We'll only have to do this once, then we'll know everything.
Yeah!
It's actually on the second page.
You liar.
It's on the second page?
Of the basic move sheet.
Yes.
Oh, there it is, yeah. When you enter battle against a dangerous foe, add 2 to the team pool.
So we have 2 immediately.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does
so? I think we probably start with 3.
Yeah.
Mm.
Then we have to go down the list. Obviously.
Does I don't think Dave has influence over every member, right?
No.
Like no, Dave two. Only has influence over 2 people.
Okay. I'm pretty sure everyone has the same purpose in this fight.
Yeah.
Take down Dad.
I don't think anyone mistrusts the leader.
Anyone mistrust Dave?
No.
I sure as heck don't.
Everyone loves Dave.
How can you
not
distrust
at this
Dave?
Point?
And I'm pretty sure the team is prepared and on balance.
I don't know, I'd say we're not very prepared.
You don't think so?
This is kind of a happened. Surprise.
Okay.
Well, I guess we start with 2 teams then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you just got an additional
Oh, no, we start
one.
With 3.
Oh, yeah.
Because of the defend.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Fantastic. So what team does is you can use them to give somebody a +1 on their roll.
Cool.
Certain archetypes have moves that can give +2 and stuff. But yeah, so that happens. And... the son, Scott, does not. He turns his attention towards Davey Doomzone and starts to shoot some fire in your direction.
No, oh, jeez.
What do you do?
What does he do? Let's see what
Give
he
him
does.
A wedgie.
You can resist a little bit of fire. Get in there.
Yeah.
It's not as bad as a car to the face.
Yeah.
Would that be take a powerful blow?
No, that would be directly engage a threat.
Oh,
because
oh
you
yeah.
Are directly, you are directly engaging
right there
engaging
at the top. I can't read, apparently. Okay, it's real danger. Nice.
You are just moving to neutralize a super person in some way.
Yep.
Yay.
Nice.
It's a 7.
So, when you directly engage a threat, you roll plus danger, and on a hit, you trade blows. On a 10 plus, you pick 2 from this list, and on a 7 and 9, you pick 1.
Okay.
So what do you pick?
Can I impress the opposition by eating the fire?
Sure, so that's... so tell me how this goes down.
Doomzone expands his mouths and just takes a big bite.
Okay.
Whole.
I'm just imagining like he puts his arm up over his face.
Yeah.
And then like the chompers on his arm.
His
just,
horrible hand belt.
Just suck the fire in.
Cool.
I mean he's gonna feel that later when he goes to the bathroom, but
yes.
He's just gonna belch it out.
But for now, you know.
Okay, so he ate the fireballs, and you scared Scott very badly.
Heck
he
yeah.
He did not expect that at all, and you're just kind of scary to look at.
Yeah, I kind of.
And so he's going to go ahead and mark the afraid condition.
Nice.
And he's visibly shaken. And whenever a villain marks a condition in this game, they immediately get to make one of their moves. Ooh, and okay. He's going to make a move called Whine to Dad. And he's going to whine. And he's gonna say, Dad, they're making me so mad, get them! And, Dad is now very mad. And he turns his attention from Shibuya and Reversal directly towards you, Doomzone.
Oh. Yay.
While this is going on, can I make one of my, moves?
Sure.
Because I'd like to try and roll for Ben reading the files. Because Hobbit Doomzone already exists. And so, for this move, this is specific to my playbook. I roll plus superior, for which for me it's 2. And I don't know anything.
Yako rolled a four, which was a miss. But can we use our team? Or do we have to
add... me, who can spend plus two, team to add to that bonus with a move of mine, would only push it up to a 6.
Yeah. It would still be a miss. So I'm going to say this story-wise as that Papa Desnod is probably totally different from what's in the files. And there's definitely nothing about him having a son.
Okay. I like that a lot. Mark potential, right? Because you failed?
Yep.
Yes. Okay. Potential is basically like your level up track. Every time you reach 5 potential, you level up.
Cool.
And you get to mark it every time you miss.
Yes.
So you're not just entirely punished for missing. You improve from your mistakes, basically.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. You learn from your mistakes.
So you said that Papa wasn't normally like this, wasn't all giant and muscly?
Yeah. I would say that he was probably a bit more of a mastermind in the files.
Okay.
That explains his outfit of a regular human being.
Okay. Lightning Rod, you see that Davey, or Doomzone, is about to face a big ol' punch from Papa the Snot. What do you do?
Where are we? Are we just on the street?
Yeah, you're on, like, a corner.
Are there any, like, street lights?
Oh, for sure.
Okay, who was he getting the punch from, Papa?
Yeah, Papa's is making his way directly towards Doomzone.
Okay, I'm gonna circle around a little bit and try and pull some electricity from the streetlights through Papa.
Through Papa, okay. Cool.
Give me a bit of a jolt.
Yeah, so that's directly engaging a threat, I think.
Yes.
Okay.
So you should roll for that.
Plus danger. I don't have any danger, I don't think.
I'd say either that, or that also sounds like unleashing powers to me.
Have you done this before?
Well, it's the same thing I did to the lizard.
True.
Except on, like, a much less grand scale.
Yeah.
I feel like, yeah.
Like, this isn't really Lightning Rod. It's, you know, what's the word? This isn't her, like, pushing her limits.
Yeah.
This is just her using her powers.
That seems good to me.
So, I don't think I add anything to it, though. I don't have any danger. Or is there any danger?
Yeah.
No.
It says your sheet has a plus one.
To danger?
Yeah.
No, I did superior.
But on the sheet, like,
it still says that you have plus one. It's the white.
The white boxes are your
Okay.
Your base stats.
Yep. Some of it's creature.
I didn't get that. Okay.
Based on the character you pick.
Cool. Yep. So I will roll.
2d6 plus one.
Oh,
nice!
Wow. Woohoo!
That is actually 2d6s. Like.
Yeah.
Congrats, you rolled
yeah.
Nice. So, you get to pick 2 from this list up here. On the
basic
engage a threat list.
I'm gonna create an opportunity for my allies.
Hell yeah.
Okay.
And impress, surprise, or frighten the opposition. Because Papa did not see that coming.
He did not. So you... explain to me how this goes down. What exactly do you do?
Well, I've been hanging in the back up until now, but then I see Big Dad over here trying to sock Davy Doomzone.
Mm-hmm.
And I notice a streetlight behind him, and I reach my arm out, and I pull on that electricity, and I bring it right through Papa. And you can see his skeleton a little bit when he gets struck.
Zap zap.
Skeleton.
Yep.
And he has no idea what happened. He was
cool.
Blindsided.
So you do that, and just as Papa is gonna wail on Davy Doomzone, he gets a good zapping, and he's stunned. He's dazed by this electricity.
Hey,
this for
you
sure.
Could say that he was shocked by that attack.
Yeah, ha.
You could.
This was definitely a shocking turn of events.
Could I?
Don't encourage him.
Could I possibly roll to overwhelm a vulnerable bolt?
I created
sure.
an opportunity for you. Yeah.
Wait.
That's an adult
that's
move.
That's an adult.
Oh,
you're not an adult.
You're right.
No.
Even though you
you're
think
right.
you are.
I'm basically an adult.
You go to overwhelm the enemy, but instead you just directly engage him. With your fist and sword.
I'd love to directly engage a threat.
But, Black Cavalier, you see that Scott is aiming his fire towards Shibuya and Reversal, but he's not paying attention to you. What do you do?
I'd like to try... Where is he right now?
He's floating in the air.
I'd like to try and perhaps climb up the side of a building and
sure.
get a hold of him and use my power negation on him so I can stop his fireballs.
Fantastic.
Is that plus danger?
I'm just going to find the off switch on this boy.
turn this boy off.
I was trying not to say that.
You, so, don't worry, you're surrounded by people who will.
So, tell me how this goes down. What are you... You're trying to climb a building?
I'm trying to parkour up that motherfucker.
Oh my god.
And then maybe jump on a street lamp up onto that boy. Even if
cool.
I'm, like, just holding onto his legs, as long as I'm touching him, I've got something.
Roll.
All right. And that's plus that's danger, yeah?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
A miss.
Hold
oh
on.
No.
Excuse me.
I fall to my fucking
yes.
death.
No, you don't, because I can help that roll, right?
Yeah, sure.
How does that
yeah.
add? Do I just add team? Or?
Yeah, if you want to. Do you have a move that gives plus two?
I do. I have Won't Let You Down. When I help a teammate, I can spend two out of the team pool to add plus two to their roll.
Fantastic. How can you make this work in the fiction?
That's simple. Black Cavalier is just trying to, like, climb up and jump on this guy, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
So what happens is, Mr. the Snot, Master the Snot, rather, absolutely, like, out of the corner of his eye, sees Black Cavalier shimmying up this pole coming against him, but just at the last minute, Shibuya just, like, cups her hands around her mouth and says, "Hey! Green's ugly!" And he's so insulted about, like... he's so insulted that someone would, say this about his aesthetic choices.
Yeah.
That he turns around and just looks completely, scandalized.
He is very...
And by the time he realizes his mistake, the Black Cavalier is already on him.
Hey, wait a second, I wear green.
Did I stutter?
You piece of shit.
This is exactly
anyway,
what
I
you were talking about as Black Caviar grapples.
All of this is in canon. These are things that are said.
So you actually do get a hold of him, Black Cavalier. You're just kind of grabbing on by his legs. But you have him.
I'm hoping he's got a really strong belt. Just praying.
So, I imagine you're going to try and negate his powers?
Yes. I'm gonna, as long as I can get skin-on-skin contact, I can negate his powers.
Okay. Since you got a 7 and 9, you have to pick one from the list.
Right. I think this is obvious.
Well, obviously I'm gonna take something from them.
Yeah.
Being their powers.
Their pants.
Okay,
And their pants. I'm gonna fall to my death. Still.
So,
no, don't worry about that.
So what does it look like when you negate someone's powers?
It kind of looks like the color is getting drained out of their body.
Oh,
like,
really?
I'm literally sapping that power right out of their body.
I saw a Cameron's movie like this once.
Like a vampire.
Like a superhero vampire.
So how does
that... Actually, no, that sounds lame. Tastes copper. Gross. Not great.
Is it hard for you to do, or does it just... Is it just like, boom, bang, done?
I have to focus on doing it. It doesn't just happen by touching somebody.
Okay.
I have to think about doing it in order for it to happen.
Okay. Well, you do it, and then you start to, like, float downwards, and then you just fall.
Well,
Doomzone is gonna try to catch her with his big yaoi hand.
Oh, God. Catch me in your big yaoi hand.
Would that be
hands.
Defending?
I would call that defend.
I'm defending her from the ground.
Sure. Yeah. She's floating up pretty high.
Okay. Oh, no!
Another miss.
Oh no.
I fall to my death on top of Davey.
Oh. It's okay, I'm soft. Maybe.
I'm trying to... Okay, because we still have one team left, right?
Oh,
we
yeah.
do.
Yeah.
Dave sort of foresees this, happening, and he's going to yell to, Davey beforehand, and, just, like, Davey would have been too slow to get it otherwise, but with, Dave's sort of instructions, he's able to sort of get in there.
Yeah, sure. That works for me. So, here's a question, though. If you knock a, miss up to a hit, do they mark potential?
I don't think so, because they hit.
Cool. So on a
7 and 9,
when you defend, it costs you. You expose yourself to danger, escalate the situation.
Okay.
I think that's your choice.
I'm gonna add a team to the pool. This fight's
not. No.
You don't get to choose any of those.
Oh no.
That's if you get a 10 or higher.
Oh.
You're looking at the 7 to 9.
Yeah, it either costs...
You can take the damage yourself, or you can make the situation worse.
I will take the damage myself.
Oof, sorry, okay.
Davey. He kind of, like, gets squished by the impact instead.
I mean, she is wearing armor.
Yeah.
I am a noodle boy.
Sorry about that, noodle boy.
Okay, I wish this upon myself.
Well,
so you
I
fall
appreciate
down.
Appreciate it.
And are kind of under everybody.
Oof.
It hurts to say thank you, but yeah.
You're welcome.
But Scott Desnott is still powerless at the moment. However. Papa sees all this happen and has now shaken his head and is clear of all that. And he is very mad. Papa is going to mark angry.
Papa smash.
And he is visibly red.
Oh,
it's Rolk.
Oh dear.
Rolk.
And he raises both of his hands up into the sky and like links them together and brings them down on the ground and smashes the ground. And where Davey, Scott, and Black Cavalier are, the ground starts to shake, and there's a crack, and it starts to just crumble down.
Oh dear.
Dave, Epic.
Yes.
What do you do?
I'm going to roll to assess the situation. I mean, it seems kind of obvious, but I might be able to find a weak point here.
You might.
So that is going to be another superior, and that is a critical hit.
Nice.
So I get to two questions. I'm going to say, what here can I use to save Davian Black Cavalier?
Let's see. Your powers are hacking, right?
Yes.
Well, you guys are actually right over...
Right over a car.
It's like this one. Honks at us.
I'm just imagining there's like this ordinary guy who's like waiting at a red light. Yeah. And we're fighting right in front of him.
Let's see. What can you use to save them?
Is there a smart car in the area?
Well, I was about to say that you guys are right over an old abandoned portion of the subway. Which there's smart subways.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
That works.
You could probably use that.
So my next question is, how could we best end this quickly?
How could you best end this quickly?
Before there's more collateral damage.
With a knife.
Capture Scott. Once you have Scott, Papa will do anything you want.
Papa smoke.
Okay, so I guess my next step is probably going to need to use that subway system to our advantage somehow, let's think. tons of things.
Can you call a car and then we can just run away in it?
Wait, no, I have a good idea. Is the ground, like, completely broken?
It's definitely in the process of breaking. It's, like, in bullet time.
Okay. Is there any way we could get down there safe? Okay, I'm going to call, a subway to car to sort of, catch us on the way down. We'll sort of soften the blow of falling all of the way through the ground. And then we can sort of move the fight to there, and I think from there we can press a serious advantage.
Okay, cool.
So what kind of role would that be?
It's have you
sort
ever
of like defense.
Yeah. Have you ever hacked something like this?
I don't think I've actually moved an entire, like, changed a subway, automated subway schedule.
Okay.
So
unleash your powers.
Okay. Let's try this.
We go into Dave's eye and we see all the zeros and ones.
Exactly.
We're in the hackerverse.
All these mathematical equations.
That's basically, like, I imagine, from, like, if this were an animated series or something, Dave would just sort of go into this, like, world, everything would become really stylized, red lines and stuff, everything is sort of rendered in zeros and ones, over, like, stretched over 3D models.
But for everyone else, Dave was just standing there.
Exactly.
I'm sort of imagining, like, the hacking themes from fucking, Shadowrun Returns.
Yeah, that works.
So, you got
so that's
nine.
Going to be a hit. Yes.
So, on a 7 and 9, you get to mark a condition, or I will tell you how the effect is unstable or temporary.
I'll take the unstable or temporary.
Okay. So, what's going down? Tell me what goes down. When you do this.
I say that the, as, like, somewhere in the distance, this subway system hasn't really been active very, like, for a little while. So, like, a car just suddenly roars to life. Some security guard is very confused. But it starts moving towards our location. And it's a matter of, like, can it get there in time? It's going pretty fast, I will say. And, the ground is, like, cracking, cut back between that and the subway moving. and it's a matter of, yeah. I'll leave the fiction at that point.
Okay, so it catches them. It catches them on the subway.
Yes.
Davey, Doomzone, Black Cavalier, and Scott are all on the... They get caught just at the first car.
Wowie. That was lucky.
And they're going pretty fast. But this thing shouldn't be running today. And unless it's stopped soon, it will probably hit another car.
Oh, another boy!
Oh, dear.
Well, I've never traveled like this before.
And you never will again, because we're going to die.
What?
So, the three of you that are above ground, Dave, Epic, Shibuya, and Reversal, what are y'all gonna do?
Hey, what about me?
And Lightning Rod.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Lightning Rod.
I'm actually going to, Lightning Rod, the third rail of the subway system is electrified. If you can lure Papa Snot down there to chase after his son, I am sure that you will be able to use that to your advantage.
Yeah, okay.
Trivia just looks expectantly at Dave and says, and what should I do?
Dave kind of shrugs.
Just stand there.
I got an idea, Shibuya. We need to get him there, so we should probably distract him while Lightning Rod does the zappies.
Okay, sure, we can do that. I can distract.
Yeah, and Reversal actually says zappies because he's like, and feels kind of embarrassed that he said
this
that.
Wow.
Zappies.
Cool.
Cool.
So Papa is freaking out that his son is now on a very fast train, and you can see he's already heading down there and is about to jump down. Are you all going down there too?
Yeah. Do you?
I think so. My body can take it.
We should probably try and do some sort of tag team thing where he lures him away. Just
probably.
Yeah, Shibuya.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I mean, I was just gonna wing a rock at his head.
I mean, that's a good idea.
Just
and probably call him ugly too.
Hell yeah.
I got an idea, guys.
Yeah?
You do?
You guys start yelling at him, call him ugly, I'm gonna jump on his back.
Okay.
Okay.
Gonna shadow the Colossus this.
Okay.
Rodeo.
I'm thinking like Shibuya. Does the distractions, and I'm gonna be here to like move us out of the way and be annoying by defending her, and like, you know, it's cool tag team, we're cool.
So you're kind of like carrying Shibuya around and just jumping to avoiding fists and stuff?
Yeah.
Okay.
If Shibuya's okay with that.
Shibuya's absolutely okay with being carried around.
Yeah.
Also, while this is going on, I think Dave, puts in a call to the subway system and informs them that a train that is not supposed to be moving today is currently active.
It's
I suggest immediate evacuation of the subway system.
I'm sorry.
Please forgive me.
Like, good. This entire time that this has been going on, I think Lightning Rod's just been, like, punching one of Papa's legs real hard.
Good.
Okay.
Get that anger out.
He starts to wander towards the subway, and then I hop on his back.
Cool, so,
should we do any rolling for this?
Let's see, he would for sure notice Lightning Rod is there, unless you guys distract him, so maybe that would be defend? to defend.
It might be provoke.
Yeah, I'm thinking.
Oh, provoke! I completely forgot about provoke. Yeah, totally.
Who wants to do the provoke here?
I could provoke him actually.
You're not.
I have his. Oh,
you're kind of.
You guys are on a very
you're
fast subway.
You're on the express train to Deadsville.
Sorry. Black
Cavalier, I have a confession.
What's that?
I've always been really jealous of your style.
I know everybody is. But thank you anyway.
Oh, wait. God, I just remembered something. When I assess the situation, I take plus one, so that's actually a critical hit.
Oh, dang.
Yes. Oh.
So, I would say that it's probably, like, at this point in the fiction, it probably is still going, you know, out of control. But,
yeah.
Something cool happened.
Yeah.
Something less deadly.
Yes.
Cool.
I would hope there'd be no death at
all. I guess Shibuya is doing the actual provoking, and I'm doing the defending, so...
Yeah, go ahead and roll to... go ahead and roll to provoke. Yeah.
Okay, fantastic. This roll is plus superior, which I don't have any. Okay, so, just a roll, I guess.
Yeah.
Ooh. Ooh.
Hell yeah.
And y'all are all out of team.
Ooh.
We
yeah.
got one.
Uh-oh.
We got one.
No,
I think
y'all
used
it. Team?
We used two.
Yeah, I used it.
Oh.
Okay. I used it to save Davy when defending.
Oh, you did. Yeah, yeah.
So, Mark,
I am absolutely gonna mark that.
Mark your potential.
Yeah. So what happens on a miss when you provoke?
Nothing, it looks like.
I make a move.
Yep.
And,
You make a move?
Yeah, I'm gonna make a move.
Ooh.
And, I'm gonna make a villain move. One of his moves. And, one of Papa's moves is to grab something that's making his son mad.
Is he just gonna grab the train?
Yeah! He's gonna grab the train.
That's the opposite of what we wanted to happen!
So he's reaching down to grab the train, and he gets a big ol' muscly hand on it, and it's just, like, sparks are flying everywhere, and, it's starting to slow down. Lightning Rod, you're up on his back. What do you do? Mm-hmm.
I keep punching him a little bit.
You're near a pretty good conductor, I'm just gonna say.
Yeah, I'm gonna say you're near a train, they got juice in them.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to see around his giant thick neck.
I yell, it's a train!
You're not Lightning there! Rod!
Sorry.
You're on the train. They're just at the other end of it.
Yeah. Sorry, I thought I was in line of sight at that point.
Trains move pretty fast.
Black Cavalier, if you fall, I can hold you up my tentacle.
I would rather you not touch me with that thing.
I bathe regularly!
I know,
alright, I tell you what I'm gonna do.
What are you gonna do?
I'm going to unleash my powers.
Oh yeah? How are you gonna do that?
Specifically, the reshape your environment part.
Oh.
Okay.
Hello.
I'm gonna tug on those electrified rails so hard with my energy pulling powers that they're gonna peel upwards a little bit, and the train is going to stop. And he is gonna get a face full of juice.
The juice.
Do you think a train would stop when you pull up the tracks? Or do you think it would keep going?
Well, no, I'm talking
keep
about
going
like,
in its direction.
I'm talking about bending up one of the rails.
Yeah, I think bending up one of the rails, probably on this opposite end.
Oh, so like disconnecting it from the rest of the track it's already been over? Okay, that makes more sense, because I was thinking you meant bending up tracks in front of it, like upwards, and then it just like go up and hit the ground and everyone die. That's better.
Yeah,
it's better than everyone
the bad end.
So, let's go ahead and roll Unleash Your Powers.
Okay, and that is plus Freak, which I have two of.
Ooh.
No, let me type this. Aha!
A hit! So, you get to pick either mark a condition or the effect is unstable or temporary. Which one do you want?
Condition on myself, I assume?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and go with that.
Okay. I think you pick the condition here.
Yeah, probably guilty, because I know that people are gonna have to fix that.
Hmm. Okay, cool. Yeah, sure.
You also are hurting a dad right now. I think that would make you feel
You're
guilty.
Hurting someone's dad, even though
good
they're
point.
Evil dad.
You're using your powers on a dad.
Dad's my weakness.
It kinda is, though.
So, you use your powers, and you're pulling the light, the electricity so hard in these rails that they just snap up. And then this lightning, or this electricity, zaps straight into this big old dad. And he gets a big, big jolt, and he's just kind of standing there for a second. He's let go of the train. He let go of the train the second he got zapped, and it's speeding on down the way. But
down the track.
As soon as he kind of gets his head back, he knows he's very upset that he let his son go. And he's not feeling too good about this fight, so he's going to go ahead and mark insecure.
An insecure dad!
You made the dad insecure!
Look at what you did, Lightning Rod.
Your son's a prick.
And he's just kind of standing there. But meanwhile, on this train, which has kind of had a wild ride since they've been on there for as long as they have, Scott Desnot is kind of freaking out. He keeps trying to shoot fire out of his hands, but nothing's happening. And he's trying to shake his leg to get you to let go of him.
Ain't gonna happen. Ain't gonna happen, fool boy.
He starts kicking at you. Black Cavalier, what do you do about this rude boy?
Let's see. I do have something I could restrain him with.
Do you?
I do. Among my gadgets, I do have a pair of handcuffs. Just for the rowdy boys.
Okay.
And this one is being particularly rowdy.
Hey, Black Cavalier, what kind of cool gadgets do you have? Fucking restraints?
and a sword. That's pretty much it.
I got some Ziploc ties here.
And a sword.
There's a pretty
really
nifty gadget.
Gaudy sword.
If you combine together, you get the handcuffed sword.
So you handcuff him up?
Yeah. Help me out, Davey. Stop freaking out.
Okay. I'm not sure how well my gigantic hand is with operating something as small as handcuffs, but
I grab Davey by the shirt and I say, "Pull yourself together, man. Pull yourself together."
I'm trying.
Okay, good. Now we just gotta wait.
So
team will save us.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Positive. No. Obviously.
Whenever you do that, he gets very, very angry. But because that's his second and last condition, he also gets so mad, he just passes out.
Have you ever been so mad that you just...
He's such a fucking turbo nerd that he angered himself to sleep.
Did you do that?
I did not do that. I think he did it to himself.
Are you sure? I mean, do people just do that?
I would love the power to make people fall asleep whenever I wanted, but I don't have that.
Maybe
he called you all a bunch of very, very bad names that we cannot say on this podcast.
From down the tunnel, you guys hear me shouting, "He's a nerd!"
I can't believe it. He called you a Klingle Vamp.
Was that our friend Lightning Rod?
It sounded like it. Oh, yeah, that confirms it then.
Hi, Lightning Rod, please save us!
The train is still going very, very fast, but you can feel it slowing down. And you can look up ahead, and there's no train up ahead.
Great.
Obviously, Epic's call has gotten through, and they've made room. Back above ground, Papa...
We just kind of got it turned off, Dad.
Yeah, he's turned off. But he seems to be starting to come back. He is looking pretty bad. And he is going to start reaching for Lightning Rod on his back.
It's me. I can't help.
You... Dave, what are you going to do in this situation?
Yeah, I'm going to try and provoke him. I throw my my chakram at him, my one weapon. And it's probably not going to do much damage, but it's at least going to give... my goal here is to buy enough time for Lightning Rod to, you know, get to safety.
Smart.
So that
hack him or something.
Hack this dad.
Hack this man.
Yes.
Dad hacking.
A miss.
Alright, that's a miss. So I'm gonna mark potential, and then I'll see what I do on a miss for provoke. Actually, I don't think anything happens.
No, I just make another move.
Yeah. So I'm going to say that Chakram bounces off so much that, you know...
you know, Dave, that Hal would be very, very, very upset with you for missing that.
And yeah.
It kind of really bums you out.
Hurts your self-esteem.
Yeah, so you're going to go ahead and mark insecure. I think that's a
fair
one.
See, I like the way you're wording this, because it's like Hal would be very disappointed in you if you were suboptimal in anything you did.
I mean,
if Hal cared at all.
You at least feel like he will be disappointed at you.
If your dad cared at all in the first place.
Oh, he cares. He probably cares a little bit too much. He wants his machine son to be perfect.
That's probably why he feels disappointed, because he's hoping that everything will be perfect.
We talked about in character generation that Hal let Dave be a superhero to kind of get more information on villains and stuff. Does that mean that Hal can just see through Dave's eyes anytime he wants?
No. But basically, the database that Dave sort of is the front for gathers information in real time, and Hal can see that, but he hasn't, you know, hacked into the camera. Doesn't have feed from Dave's camera eyes. Hal sees the fruits of his labor.
It's probably like with permission, Hal can see through the eyes, but that's about it.
Yeah,
that sounds about right.
It's an invasion of team privacy.
Yeah, I imagine that was like a border that Dave had to establish very early on.
Yeah.
Father, I would prefer if you did not spy on me.
That'd be nice.
Papa swats away the chakram and says, "No more toys, must get son." And,
Hold on.
Your son's dead!
He grabs a hold of Lightning Rod.
Back!
And, he throws Lightning Rod towards Dave. Reversal.
Catch me!
It's me!
What are you gonna do?
I gotta catch Lightning Rod. And, like, stand right in front of Dave. So this will end up being either really cool or really, like, hilarious.
Yeah, either two people are getting defended.
You super caught me!
A nice super catch.
Two people are getting defended at once.
Yeah!
Reversal just puts on his big, oversized comedy, like, catcher's mitt.
Yes, defend your teammates from the ground.
What do you pick from the list?
Oh no, it's another critical hit. Oh man.
Woe is you.
I could take influence over someone I protect. Does that mean I give them influence?
No, you take influence from them, so...
You will have influence over someone. Let's see.
Because I know I have influence over Dave, but not Lightning Rod.
No, not me.
Yep.
I'll get all the influence. Give me the influence.
Okay.
Thanks for catching me, I guess.
Wow.
Wow, what a tsundere.
So, you, like, do some radical flips and jumps and just catch a Lightning Rod just in time before...
I slide back, like... You slide back and you're, like, an inch away from Dave.
Okay, Shibuya, you see that you're the only one really close enough to Papa to really do anything, and he's just about to hop down there to go get his boy. What do you do?
That's a good question. I kind of want to do one of my fucking feely powers now, because that's what I'm best at.
Talk to dad!
So he's gonna pierce his mask?
You talk that dad
I'm
down.
I'm thinking I might try and pierce his mask.
Okay.
Break his glasses.
Okay, so let's say, yeah, I'll go for
that. Or you could comfort and support him.
I could comfort and support him. He has like two conditions on him. But I think piercing the mask, trying to pierce the mask would, get stuff from him, get more stuff right now. Hup.
Critical hit!
Nice.
Fantastic.
You get to ask three things.
Okay, cool. So, should I do the fiction first, or should I ask the questions first?
Either way is fine.
Okay.
I'm gonna make him answer in fiction.
Okay, so, As I see him, like, about to leap down the big ol' hole, I just kind of turn to him and I say, wait, hold up. Like, I can tell you're just kind of misunderstood. You're just a big dad who wants to protect his son.
I am a big dad.
Like, let us help you. And, my questions, okay, so I get three, holy shit.
Three.
Okay, so, my questions are gonna be, what do you intend to do?
He says, I just want a fun day out with my son. I haven't seen my son in forever. They just let me out of the mean house.
The mean house.
Super jail.
Super jail.
How could I get your character to play a little less rough?
He says, "Son, want to have fun and hurt stuff. Do anything son wants."
So but... the basic answer is we gotta get that fucking son to behave.
I love my good boy.
Your boy is terrible.
He's the opposite of a good boy.
I just shush Lightning Rod a little bit.
I was going to ask, what are you really planning? But this guy seems pretty simple.
Yeah.
I think I know what he's really planning. So, I guess.
Oh my god!
I can...
No, you don't know what he's really planning. Trip to these
and
park.
Like, same goes for what do you want me to do? If I asked him that, he'd probably just want to say, save my son. So I'm going to ask my only other option, which is, how can I gain influence over you?
Be nice to my son.
He looks at all of you, and he looks, and he hears sirens in the distance, and he says, don't let him take my boy to the mean house.
To the mean house?
He can't be there.
He won't survive.
He is too soft.
Like, okay, so you'll cooperate if we don't let them take your boy to the mean house?
He sits down hard on his butt, and like everything shakes, and he says, okay.
Shibuya gives Big Daddy a thumbs up and says, that's a good answer.
So, I guess I come over and like, I guess we pretend I was just all him.
Yeah.
I mean, I think they believe it.
Yeah.
Underground, the train is now slowing to a stop, and you all have Scott Desnot in your possession. And above ground, Aegis vans are showing up. And people are with energy rifles and armor are coming out, and they're pointing their guns at him. You see someone that you all probably have seen on TV or in the news. She's a very, very well-dressed woman. She walks with a cane, and she's got a short pixie haircut. She's older. And you recognize her as the head of Aegis, Willow Wolf. And she approaches you all and says, well, I didn't expect to see you six again.
It's all six surprise,
I guess.
Yeah. Surprise, bitch!
Don't say that!
Bet you thought you seen the last of me!
Would Black Cavalier and Doomzone be there?
Yeah, now I was about to correct myself and say the four of you.
Oops.
And she says, there was more of you last time, though.
They couldn't make it today.
Yeah.
They're in the ground.
The other two have been held up on the subway.
Yeah, that's what Lightning
meant.
Yeah.
She, goes, she kind of harumps and says, well, we heard of some strange happenings on the subway as well. I've sent a crew to down there to check it out. Just in case.
Yes, Mr. Desnot caused a hole to appear in the ground. Two of our teammates fell down there. That is the issue with the subway.
She doesn't completely believe you, but she nods and she takes like a communicator off of her. From her pocket and says, Bravo team, just got informed about the situation with the subway. We'll let the construction crews handle it. And then she puts it back and she says, so just Papa, huh?
Yep.
Just yes. Papa.
She looks around and sees burn marks, scorch marks on some of the buildings and cars and stuff. And she said, I didn't know any of you or Papa had flame powers. And Papa shoots a look directly at Shibuya. What do you say, Shibuya?
Well, there was a lot of electricity around, and I guess my pal here, the lightning rod, she says... As she like kind of stumbles over and puts an arm around Lightning Rod and immediately gets a static shock.
Ouch.
She had to use a lot of juice to put Big Papa on his rump here. So you know things got a little fried.
Okay.
Do I have to roll to lie?
I don't think so.
It's pretty convincing.
She nods and she makes a motion toward them, Papa and the people there that are with her. Get these like metal half circles on either side of Papa and turn them on, and there's a low hum before this energy like connects both sides. And Papa stands up and they all look at the van and then they look back at Papa. And Willow Wolf says, well, it looks like you all are walking back to the holding facility. And she looks and addresses she addresses the four of you and says, not too bad. Better than your incident with the bio lizard. Maybe you four will make heroes yet.
Yet.
We were the only ones here for the situation. We did what we could.
The
only ones in the bio lizard. Too funny, though.
That too.
Dave is going to, like, check his internal clocks. Are they going to be late to the press conference?
I think we might have missed it already.
Problem solved. Time for press conference.
The white
Actually,
conference.
You are going to be late.
Oh my gosh, the press conference. I forgot. And I don't have time to change.
So Dave actually is going to ask Willow. We were supposed to meet with the mayor of the city for a press conference today. Is there any way that you could get us there quickly?
Willow says, sure, I can get you there.
What about us?
You're on the train. You're in the subway now. You can just get the train.
Do you have a flying car?
We don't exist.
I wouldn't. It would be nice to learn some more about you new heroes. She pulls around. She takes out something from her pocket and hits a button on it, and it beeps. And up comes this very, very fancy looking car. And it it vrooms like twice, and then the doors open, and they like swing up. It's really cool. They don't like go
it's
out.
DeLorean.
It's really cool.
Oh, nice.
Before we go into the car, we have like comms, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna try and get in contact with Davey and Black Cavalier.
Just text them.
Like, what kind of comms are they? Can I text them?
Yeah, they are just smartphones. They have headpieces. But like if they can't, you can't just text people.
I guess I should try and ring them first.
I'll pick up my
phone.
Phone
to
I
talk
guess.
To people in this day and age.
True.
I don't know.
Who's gonna pick up? Who can pick up?
I'll pick up, I guess.
It's not Davey. He probably ate his.
I just have a hole in it with my claws.
Yeah. Oopsie. He's at my brain, so I can't unpick it up anyway.
It's okay. The touchscreen is reinforced. Davey proof.
So.
Yeah, actually, everyone got, like, really sleek cell phones and stuff, and then Hal just gave Davey a brick.
Aww. I mean, that's the only one he can use. He's being nice to him.
He's giving you a phone you can use like a normal person.
Yeah.
It's a free brick.
Yay, bricks.
Okay, I ring up BC. What kind of ringtone does BC have?
Super
it's the Naruto
edgy anime one. No!
I'm just imagining, you know that crappy Steel Samurai ringtone that Phoenix Wright has throughout all of the games?
Yeah.
I'm just imagining it's that.
It's either that or Naruto opening number 5.
Nice.
Oh my. Specifically.
Yeah. It's the
Holly,
best one. So.
Can you cut in like
ringtone?
30 seconds of that opening?
Yeah, I can do that.
That's technically fair use.
There you go. And then like BC probably just like tries to like turn it off while trying to like be as cool as possible.
Before Scott can hear, oh my god.
Don't let anyone hear.
Wow, is that your ringtone?
No, shut up. Hello? Who is it?
It's Reversal. Is everything fine down there?
Yeah, I got the perp.
So about that, he's now our new friend. Just like put him somewhere safe.
Okay. How about the top of a building? That's safe. Like,
yeah, that sounds good.
You just like lightning rug this can tell that BC is saying something sinister.
Because when is she not?
Yeah.
Put lightning rod on the phone.
No. But no.
Dave just yells, "May I suggest putting him in a public restroom?"
Yeah, a public restroom, I guess.
In the toilet.
Yeah, the toilet. There's like plenty of toilets in the subway system.
Give him a swirly.
Oh yeah. I'm gonna do that.
Everyone's like trying to like yell into the phone while Dave's just like, I mean, Kim's just dead man like on the phone, ignoring everyone's suggestions.
That's sufficiently humiliating. Yeah. Can do.
Okay, I guess do that, but like, just make sure that no one knows that he was in the scene.
Sure. Might be a little late to that press conference, though, huh?
Yeah, we're heading to that right now.
I forgot all about that.
You could probably get a subway there? Oh, we could probably ask the lady to bring him after you help our friend to get to a nice spot.
It might be over by the time I'm done with my mega swirly.
Yeah. See, Reversal's also, like, stressing the word friend, just in case anyone's, like, listening into the conversation.
Willow Wolf for sure is listening.
Wait, who are you with right now? Why are you talking funny?
We're with some other friends.
I don't know what you mean, but I'm gonna assume that I should play it cool. I'll call you back.
Sounds good.
Click!
Wow. I had completely forgotten all about that prep conference.